So today we are going to start Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 7, text number 15, Indra offends Brihaspati.
Athaham Amaracharyam Agadhadhishanam Duijam Prasadaisse Nisataha Srisna Tacharanam Sprasan Athang Amaracharyam Agadhadhishanam Duijam Prasadaisse Nisataha Srisna Tacharanam Sprasan Athang Amaracharyam Agadhadhishanam Duijam Prasadaisse Nisataha Srisna Charanam Sprasan
So we'll read the translation of the word by word of the sloka and translation of that verse.
Atha, therefore, Ahang, I, Amara Acharyam, the spiritual master of the demigods, Agadha Dishanam, whose spiritual knowledge is deep, Dvijam, the perfect Brahmana, Prasada is say, I shall please Nisataha without duplicity, Srisna with my head, Tacharanam, his lotus feet, Sprasan touching.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
King Indra said, therefore, with great frankness and without duplicity, I shall now bow my head at the lotus feet of Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods. Because he is in the mode of goodness, he is fully aware of all knowledge and is the best of the Brahmanas. Now I shall touch his lotus feet and offer my obeisances unto him to try to satisfy him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Coming to his senses, King Indra realized that he was not a very sincere disciple of his spiritual master Brihaspati. Therefore, he decided that henceforward he would be Nisataha, means non-duplicious, Nisataha Srisna Tacharanam Sprasan. He decided to touch his head to the feet of his spiritual master. From this example, we should learn this principle enunciated by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, jasya aprasadanna nagatihi kutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one is benedicted by the mercy of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. A disciple should never be a hypocrite or be unfaithful to his spiritual master. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 17, text 27, the spiritual master is also called Acharya. Acharya mang bijaniyam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead says that one should respect the spiritual master, accepting him as the Lord himself. Navamanyet karichit. One should not disrespect the Acharya at any time. Na martya buddhya suyate. One should never think the Acharya an ordinary person. Familiarity sometimes breeds contempt. But one should be very careful in one's dealings with the Acharya. Agadha dhishanam dvijam. The Acharya is a perfect Brahmana and has unlimited intelligence in guiding the activities of his disciple. Therefore, Krishna advises in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 34, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnana sevaya upadekhyantite jnanam jnaninas tattva darsinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. One should fully surrender unto the spiritual master and with service, sevaya, one should approach him for further spiritual enlightenment. Translation of the verse again. King Indra said, therefore, with great frankness and without duplicity, I shall now bow my head at the lotus feet of Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, because he is in the mode of goodness, he is fully aware of all knowledge, and is the best of the brahmanas. Now, I shall touch his lotus feet and offer my obeisances unto him to try to satisfy him. Athaham amaracharyam agadha dhishanam dvijam prasadaisya nishataha srisna tat charanam sprishan. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gurubani Pracharini Nirvisesa Sunyavade Paschatya Desatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Bancha Kalpaturvescha, Krupa Sindhu Vyavacha, Patidanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama, Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Thus this verse of chapter, canto 6, chapter 7, text 15 is a very, very important verse in the sense how Indra committed offense at the lotus feet of his spiritual master, Brihaspati, and consequently he got the result, how he was defeated by the demons, lost his kingdom, lost his opulence, and he and his demigod friends left heavenly planet, and afterwards they got the advice of Brahma, they accepted Tushta, the most exalted Brahman Tushta's son, Vishwarupa, and was guided by him and made some fire sacrifice, got the strength, and ultimately fought with demons and got back their kingdom, the heavenly planet. The details are there, but here it is the most prominent part of this chapter is how Indra offended Brihaspati, his divine spiritual master. Because Indra means he is the most opulent person in the heavenly planet, head of the demigods, once upon a time he was enjoying the opulence of heavenly planet with other demigods and peoples from, it is mentioned here, they are from like other planets. They are just with Siddhaloka, Charanaj, Gandharvaj, all were there. And Indra was sitting on a throne along with his wife Sachi. He was so much absorbed in enjoying the material opulence that he was not able to see his spiritual master Brihaspati entering to that area. And ultimately, Brihaspati could easily mark, although he is the spiritual master of Indra, Indra has no attention towards his spiritual master. Neither he left the throne, nor he paid obeisances to his spiritual master Brihaspati, nor he just welcomed him to that area. Seeing all these things, spiritual master Brihaspati felt highly insulted, and ultimately he left that area. When he left the area, Indra could recognize afterwards, when the program was going to over, that how he had insulted his spiritual master Brihaspati. And he felt very much deeply shocked in his heart. That's why narrated here that he is admitting his own fault. Therefore, with great frankness and without duplicity, I shall now bow my head at the lotus feet of Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods. The material opulence is so much making people popped up with their position, with their false ego, with their identity. They are sometimes committing mistake like Indra. It is a great example, not for the demigods or Indra, it is for all of us. Because we are in a Vaishnava society created by Srila Prabhupada, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Here we have devotees having very big status in their spiritual platform with true Brahmanas and dedicated devotees and true followers of Supreme Lord Krishna. That's why we should very much be careful that how we will not commit any sorts of offenses at their feet, so that our spiritual life will not be endangered. So here, frankly, Indra admitting without any duplicity, nishataha. He is forced because in the assembly, all the other categories like Siddhaj, Charanaj, Gandharvaj, all were present. And in front of everybody, he insulted his spiritual master like anything. For which the spiritual master was forced to leave that place. Also he is saying, because he is in the mode of goodness, he is fully aware of all knowledge and is the best of the Brahmanas. The spiritual master is not an ordinary personality. He got all the best of the knowledge of the Vedas and revealed scriptures. So also, he is the perfect Brahman. Brahminical culture was previously established all over the world. When the saintly kings were ruling over the world, it was named as Bharat. Particularly today's Bharat is just a small fraction of the world. But entire world was ruled over by the great kings who are big devotees, great devotees. And by their able guidance, all the citizens were following the rules and regulations framed as per the scriptures by the king to be followed by the citizens. For which entire world was filled up with great devotees and brahmanas. And they have all knowledge of the scriptures. So Indra is saying, now I shall touch his lotus feet and offer my obeisances unto him to try to satisfy him. Because there is no alternate choice with Indra. He made a gross mistake. That's why Kunti Devi, in third canto Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord Krishna wanted to leave the Pandavas and to go back to Dwaraka, Kunti Devi immediately just recited some verse in which the most important is Janmeshwarja Sutasivir Edhamana Madhapuman Naivaharati Baitam Akinchana Gochara. She pointed out particularly who has Janma, Aishwarja, Suta and Sri. Janma means if somebody has a very birth in a very aristocratic family, very big influential family, definitely he'll be popped up for his birth. And Aishwarja was big opulence. He's very rich in that area. He has more bank balance or very, very rich in his all sorts of landed properties and his business. He's also popped up. Suta, somebody is very beautiful in his physical appearance. He's also popped up. Suta means Panditya. Was big education, like Nobel laureates, those who have many PhDs, very high academic background, and Sri means beauty. All these things are edhamana madhapuman. It always increases the false ego of the personality. That's why Kunti Devi is saying, Janma Aishwarja Suta Srivir edhamana madhapuman Naiva Harati Baitvam Akinjana Gocharam. Kunti Devi is saying, Krishna, that if all these things are with somebody, he will not be very much obedient. He will not be submissive. He will not be very much surrendered to you, Krishna. You are only seen by those who are akinchana gochara, akinchana, those who have nothing to the pie papar. That's a Mahaprabhu told in Sikhyastakam, na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, bhag jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani, janmaniswore, bhavatat, bhaktir, ahetuki, twai. Those who are devotees of the Lord, they totally surrender to the lotus feet of Supreme Lord Krishna. And they accepted Krishna as their only master. And they are the only servant to serve Supreme Lord. Because they have developed that relationship, so they are not in need of any aishwarya. Of course, for preaching purpose, we need opulence, means money. That will come by the mercy of Supreme Lord. They don't want any academic education. That academic qualification is making also increasing our false ego like anything. If somebody has no education, you know, I am totally just a murkha, mudha. I have nothing. So he'll be definitely obedient. And if somebody has beauty also, physical beauty, definitely somebody is very good looking, very beautiful. Girl or boy, definitely somebody look at them, mostly the girls, because they have that beauty, physical beauty. So in this way, that will not make us submissive. Humility not will come with us. And we can't surrender to Supreme Lord. For which Krishna will be not to our spiritual vision. Only those who are lack of all things, those who are akinchana, niskinchana, they have nothing other than Supreme Lord Krishna. Krishna is their only object of love. Krishna is their only object of service. Krishna is only object of their vision. Krishna is only object of their kirtan. In this way, everything, all the senses of a devotee, akinchana, niskinchana devotee, who is totally engaged in the service of Supreme Lord Krishna, he is very dear to Krishna. That's why Krishna is also very dear to him. And in that context, Krishna never leaves the heart of that akinchana or niskinchan or pure devotee of the Lord. That's why Kunti Devi is saying that those who have all these type of opulence, you are not available to them. Only those who are lacking of these things, they are easily getting your mercy. Like Sada Goswamis, they are actually with all these opulences. But ultimately, by the association of Mahaprabhu, they are actually the companions of Krishna in Dwapara Yuga Lila. When Mahaprabhu came as Krishna in Kali Yuga, these associates came with the form of Goswamis. Krishna Varnang Tuisha Krishnang Sango Pangastra Parsadam Jagyai Sankirtan Prairi Jajantihi Sumedhasa. Those who are Sumedhasa, very, very learned, educated, intelligent, they will worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who had Krishna color in Dwapara Yuga and now in this Kali Yuga, he became Akrushna Varna. Means his color is totally gold, molten gold. And his Parsadas associates are Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Pandit and their followers. And their only weapon is Hare Krishna Mahamantra in this age of Kali. They will accept these Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates and this Mahamantra as the only deliverer in this age of Kali. So, Krishna, being the Supreme Personality, he saw at the end of Dwapara Yuga, beginning of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is coming, most horrible Yuga, and people are very much less intelligent, less in memory. Lifespan is very small. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagyahi upadruta. Prayana alpayusha kalavasmin juge jana. That is written by Vyasadeva in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Krishna is very merciful to these fallen souls also. That's why he thought, had given instructions Everything for Kali Yuga people through Arjuna in Srimad Bhagavad Gita in 18 chapters and 700 texts. But ultimately he had given that teaching, last teaching, Sarva Dharman Paritejya Mamekam Sharanam Braja. Just give up everything and just surrender unto me. What is that surrender that Krishna had not applied in his own practice, demonstration? That's why he thought in the Vaikuntha planet, unless I myself will show the process of surrender, saranagati, how these common people will accept. As Kunti Devi told, they will be all filled up with Janma Aishwarya Suta Sri, Edhomana Madaha Puman. How they will surrender? How they will practice this bhakti yoga? Who will be their guide? Who will be their real true spiritual friend? In order to show it himself, Krishna is so merciful, he came as Gaura. His burn was totally like molten gold. He has no other purpose. Just to show bhakti yoga, ultimately how one will achieve the lotus feet of Supreme Lord Krishna and achieve the Krishna prem, the ultimate aim of life, nama prem. He wants to start this sankirtana jagya. For that purpose, Krishna revealed himself as Gaura. Of course, he has some prime cause and secondary cause that will be very much elaborate in explaining. We should not go to that topic. But those who are real devotees of Supreme Lord Krishna, their true sense, in true sense, they are perfect brahmanas. Means they have got all good qualities. Sarva maha guna gana vaishnava sarire Krishna bhakti Krishna lila sakali sanchare. Within them, all the good qualities of Vaishnavas are manifested. And Krishna is always within their heart, and they are realizing how Krishna is performing his lila within their heart. They see all the good qualities of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, and his dham, his parikar associates, everything. Because in true sense, they totally absorbed with 100% Krishna consciousness. As was explained by Srila Prabhupada in most of his, almost all his literatures. So in that way, they are very much dedicated to Supreme Lord Krishna. But here Indra, having so much opulence, he was so much popped up, he could not recognize the entry of his spiritual master. He made a very, very gross mistake. And he realized, repented, and is now making himself prepared in his mind to go to him, put his head at his lotus feet, beg apology, beg forgiveness, and with due honor, invite him to that kingdom and make proper arrangements to respect him and beg his apology again and again. Beg excuse from him. So, in this context, Guru, he is the dear devotee of Krishna, surrendered soul, pure devotee, all the good qualities of Krishna manifested within him. So, sometimes, Guru wants to test his disciple, for which he made some test so that he wants to see whether my disciple is in true sense having that developed spiritual qualities, true devotion, how to worship true Guru, how to worship Krishna, how to behave with Vaishnavas, how to show his proper Vaishnava etiquette. So he wants a test from his disciple. In that context, there is a true story, not story, it is a fact. I will explain that, but I am looking at the time because the devotee is concerned. You should finish it by 8:55 to 9. You should not go beyond that because there is Prasadam program afterwards. So I may be excused. If I will be a little late, please don't mind for that. I will finish definitely within time. Attention is always going to that wall clock. Ramanuja Charja, we know, he is the chief of the Sri Sampradaya. He is from southern India. Many of you know his pastimes also. He has a mart in Puri. He wants to make some, Jagannath's different Puri Sri Jagannath has some different pastimes there in Puri, and his different prescribed rituals are there to be followed. So Ramanujacharya wanted to just make it some correction so that it will be properly followed. But Supreme Lord has his own pastimes. So he did not like Ramanujacharya's that type of activities. So he ordered Garuda, tonight he should throw this guy from this place to some hundred thousands miles from Puri, so that he will not come again to this place. Garuda, in the sleeping position, posture, took Ramanujacharya to that southern India, and when near Kaveri, some ashram, he has just kept it there. So when Ramanujacharya woke up from his bed, he saw he is no more in Purushottam Dham. He is in Kaveri somewhere there. He made some ashramas there. Anyway, there is different pastime. So that Ramanujacharya, he had 1,000 disciples. Once, he wanted to visit a particular place in South India to see how the disciples give proper service to their spiritual master. Whenever he was coming or going somewhere, he has thousands of followers, means disciples. So in advance, he sent two of his disciples to go to one big jamidar. He has opulence like we are discussing. It's very much money and landed property, and very much famous in that area. His disciple of Ramanujacharya, tell him that Guru Maharaj is coming with thousands of followers, so he should make proper arrangement to receive welcome and make some prasadam, and the Krishna Katha will be discussed. So they went advanced to that jamidar, disciple. And when it came to the notice of jamidar, he has his servants. So they told him that two of the disciples of Ramanujacharya are waiting at the door. They want to talk to you, please come. So in the meantime, that jamidar, without coming to receive the disciples who are true representative of Guru Ramanujacharya, he thought, first I should make arrangement within the area because Guru is coming very soon. Then latter part, when everything is okay, I will go and meet these disciples who are his god brothers. In the meantime, he made little late. So the disciples of Ramanujacharya, those who are in advance team, they thought perhaps he is not listening to us or not careful for this service, let us go somewhere else. So they left the area and went to a very poor disciple of Ramanujacharya. That disciple's name is Narayan and his wife is Lakshmi. Name is Lakshmi and Narayan, but they are true Brahmins, and the wife is very chaste lady, but they have nothing in their house. Only by begging from the local areas or society, whatever alms they are collecting, that is their only asset for the day. They'll cook, offer it to Guru and Krishna or Ramchandra Mahaprabhu, and take it, accept it at their prasadam. So that day, when Ramanuja is coming to their village, the Narayan, the disciple of Ramanujacharya, he went far off village to collect something, because locals are not giving every day, to collect some alms so that they can cook something. He has no idea that Guru is coming. In the meantime, the two disciples of Ramanujacharya came and knocked at their door. That's a very straw cottage, very poor cottage. Tin gate is there, many doors. They knocked at the door. Then the wife of this Narayan, Lakshmi, inside the, there is a small partition which they make some cooking rooms and another as their living room. A very small, very poor cottage. So behind that wall, she just told, my husband is not here, please wait. And they told that Guru Maharaj is coming, so he should make arrangement so that he will be welcomed, and 1,000 disciples are there, so he should be very much careful that. Please, I have that desire. Please don't mind anything. My husband is out of my village, so he is coming within few minutes. Perhaps he is coming also returning back. So please tell Guru Maharaj to wait for a while, 1 second only. Because she was so poor, she has no proper dress to come to greet them. She has some very poor dress, having different areas. It is just torn cloth, not to cover the entire body. That's why she is hesitating to come in front of his god brothers. So ultimately Ramanujacharya came, and Ramanujacharya shouted the name of Narayan. Thereafter his disciple Lakshmi, The Lakshmi could hear that Guru Maharaj is here. So she was there. She wants to meet his Guru. But because of this condition, because of torn dress, and husband is not here, so he prayed, Gurudev, my husband is coming. Please wait for a while. As it is Brihaspati, he could know past, present, future, like Supreme Lord Trikalagya. Similarly, Ramanujacharya knew all these things. So Ramanujacharya put out his Yogapata and threw it towards his house. And after that, putting that Yogapata on her body, that Lakshmi came and paid obeisances to Ramanujacharya. Then Ramanujacharya asked, where is your husband? Now she went to beg some, collect some alms. But please accept our invitation. He is coming very soon. And we'll make proper arrangement for the devotees and God brothers prasadam and proper honor to your divine grace. Please give me some time. Now you are sitting. So she put some very thin straw mat there. Very, very thin, poor. And Guru Maharaj sat there and put some, bring some water and made his wash fitting, everything. What is the best possible effort within our part, and prayed with her prayers and beg permission to arrangement, make arrangement. Then Ramanujacharya permitted her, granted her permission. Then through that back door, that Lakshmi went to a landlord of that area. Because she has very, very good physical beauty, that gentleman has a very lusty desire on Lakshmi. Whenever she was coming to that gentleman landlord to collect some grocery items or anything, that landlord was not asking any money. She told, I don't need any money. I want one night association with you. What? You want my association? But it's not possible. She was refusing all the times. But this time, she went straight to that landlord and asked him that my Guru Maharaj is here, 1,000 disciples are here, and I want your help, please. My husband is not here. I'm in a helpless condition. What help you need? You can enjoy this physical beauty in return, but give me some items like grocery items and anything I need to serve my Guru. And thereafter, tonight, definitely I'll come to you. Without watching all these things, the landlord sent all these items required for the arrangement of prasadam and everything for Guru and thousands of disciples. And Lakshmi made all these things and served his Guru and disciples. They are very much pleased. In the late hours, his husband Narayan returned from village, distant village. We brought some very small amounts of some alms and something which is not required at that time. And he saw Guru Maharaj and 1,000 disciples with pleasing mood they are sitting. So he paid obeisances to Ramanujacharya and begged apology that he was not there. Nana, go talk to your wife and we are very much happy and you should take care of yourself. So he went to Lakshmi and asked, nothing was here. How you had served your Guru and thousands of disciples? Because she was a chaste lady, she told everything truth. This landlord several times allured me with his money and everything to enjoy this physical beauty. But I refused. Because my Guru is here. His disciples are here. And you are absent. I saw I have to serve my Guru. And I prayed you in my mind and heart. And took permission from you. And went to that landlord to give all these requirements. And to enjoy this physical body tonight. This is for your kind information. Then this Narayan cried and cried and cried like anything. Oh, you are so fortunate. You served my Guru and disciples like anything. And I am so much I am so much feeling in my heart. I am most disqualified. But the lady wife told, because I have committed to landlord, can you please allow me to go there? And yes, with permission from me and blessings of your Guru, my Guru, please go and satisfy him. No more objection. So he went there with some remnants of Ramanujacharya and narrated everything, how they were served, they are satisfied. And now she is coming with the remnants of his Guru. Please accept it. And tonight, spend the night with me, with my physical beauty. When he tossed the remnants of Ramanujacharya, he was overwhelmed with spiritual joy. His previous thoughts, lusty thoughts, totally vanished. And she prayed, Can we please make arrangement that I can meet your guru? Now what? Which purpose? I want to see that exalted personality. So she brought that landlord and introduced with Ramanujacharya. He paid obeisances. Ramanujacharya blessed him. And afterwards he became the follower of Ramanujacharya. In this way, my point of this thing is, I have to talk all these things because a true devotee or disciple of a true guru should always be in his fixed in his mind how to serve and please his divine spiritual master. He is bona fide, qualified, all Brahminical qualification, all the qualities of Vaishnava behavior. So that as per the Guru Vastaka we are always reciting, Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, Jasya Aprasadana Gati Kutopi. Because he is the true representative of Krishna, that's why if you please him, definitely Krishna will be pleased. And Krishna is pleased means you are getting everything. Nothing is impossible for Krishna. If you make displeased your guru, then you will lose everything. Like Indra, he had his vast kingdom. He has his demigod friends, all opulence. But because he offended his spiritual master, within no time, guru was offended and left that palace. Ultimately, he was very much thoughtful in his mind. How to satisfy my guru? But these demons, they are always watching the mentality of these demigods. So immediately, by the advice of Shukracharya, they came and fought with demigods. And they just made injury to different parts of the physical body of the demigods. And ultimately, Indra saw it is very difficult to win over these demons. For which he escaped along with his demigods and took shelter at different areas. And he thought himself, because I insulted my spiritual master, thou the consequence is such. For which he went to Brahma, expressed his all the problems. Brahma chastised him like anything. What you did? You nonsense. You idiot. You just offended your true bona fide spiritual master, Brihaspati, who has all Brahminical qualifications, all Vaishnava qualifications, all good qualities. You had offended him. He felt insulted. Definitely you are cursed by his anger. Guru is not giving any curse, but because he felt sorry, aprasanna, he was displeased. That's why all these negative things are coming to you. So you go and beg apology at his divine lotus feet. Before that, he prayed how to gain strength and how to do some fair sacrifice and everything so that he will be again get back his kingdom. Then he told the Tushta, the real Brahmin, true Brahmin is there, and his son is Vishwarupa. With Vishwarupa, he should arrange one fair sacrifice and will gain strength. And ultimately, you have to beg apology to Brihaspati. But Brihaspati, knowingly, he knew that definitely Indra will come to my house. He left that house also. Later on, it will come gradually. For which Indra was so much morose, he was unable to just trace out his guru. That's why it is called Acharya Mang Bijanyam Nabhamanyat Karichit. Na martya buddhya sueta sarvadeva mayo guruhu. It is told by Supreme Lord to Uddhava in 11th canto, chapter 17, text 27. For which Krishna also cautioned Uddhava that one should know the Acharya myself and never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him, thinking him an ordinary man. For he is the representative of all the demigods. That's why Uddhava, you should be very careful to this particular teachings. For which Krishna himself had kept example when his very petty old friend Sudama Vipra went to Dwaraka to see his friend Krishna. Krishna had set one very ideal example. He is the supreme personality. He has much more opulence. He has so much entire his associates. He could have sent somebody to greet Sudama Vipra. Sudama Vipra is another example of this Narayana disciple of Ramanujacharya. He has torn dress. He made some knots in this dress. Totally torn. Nothing is there. Skinny man. All the bones are coming out. All the veins from the hands and body was coming out. Not a single day he had got proper diet to take. His wife was taking care of him. And whatever he brought, he just cooked and offered to the Lord and giving it to Sudama Vipra. She remained fast for long days, only to satisfy his true husband. That's why once she requested, why you are not going to your king friend Krishna? He can solve her problem. No. In the friendship's sake, I'll go to beg something more from my friend. No. But one chance is there. For long back, we are Gurukul students. Together we are reading in Sandipani Muni's ashram. Now he had memorized through you that let me go and see my friend. That's why he came to Dwaraka, and Krishna, when saw him, himself Krishna ran to the gate to receive his friend, embraced him like anything, without looking the dirty dress or skinny body or seeing his much pitiable condition, and brought him immediately to the palanquin, this palanka bed of his palace, where he sits all as with Rukmini, and sat him by his side, and himself he just washed his feet with very much scented waters and put chandan on his head and garlanded him and just make his worshipping him, showing the example how a true Brahman, true devotee should be honored. Not only that, before somebody should touch it, he himself took some drops of that feet washing water of Sudama Vipra and sprinkled over his head. Can't you believe it? Any opulent person in this world, in India, will do it. Oh, I'm very much prestigious. Let these guys come. They are after money. Let them throw some money to their side. Why will take their water and sprinkle on my head? Very difficult. False ego is so strong. Janma Aishwarya Sutasri. It will not make you humble. That's why Prabhupada told, unless one is purely Krishna conscious, he'll not come to this stage. Trunadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtanya sadahari. That is very difficult. Very easy to say, but to make it practice is very difficult. So Krishna himself brought his friend, sat upon his bed. Then the Lord, who purifies the whole world, personally offered him various tokens of respect and washed his feet, after which he sprinkled the water on his own head. He anointed him with divinely fragrant sandalwood, aguru, and kumkuma paste, and happily worshipped him with aromatic incense and arrays of lamps. After finally offering him betel nut and the gift of a cow, he welcomed it with pleasing words. These are the etiquettes, Vaishnava etiquettes, social etiquettes. How to receive a great Brahmin, pure Vaishnav, or true Vaishnavs when you are coming to your house. If a devotees are going for some festival collection, well, let them sit for in my room, drawing room or some rooms, cushions comfortably. Let me finish my job like Ramanujacharya's very just rich disciple. Before he come, disciples left. But of course, our is something different. Unless you'll give leech like tenacity, we are just coming back from his house. Until and unless you give something, that's Prabhupada's teachings you should do. But the Gruhasthas, householders, rich people, and opulent people, aristocratic people, they should learn from these examples, so that they will practice. And by fanning him with her chamars, when Krishna was doing this job, definitely Rukmini is undone. What she will do? She immediately brought chamaras and fanned Sudama Vipra. The divine goddess of fortune personally served that poor Brahman, whose clothing was torn and dirty, and who was so thin that veins were visible all over his body. You see, and ultimately Krishna gave him prasadam and everything, and when he was coming back from his house, Krishna was asking, "My dear friend, perhaps you had brought something for me as gift." And that context, Sudama became very much modest. What I'll give this big guy, having so much opulence, I had brought some only, you know, this, what do you say, dry rice, something called, we called it chuda bhajar, what do you say, some chip rice, something like that. And it is just with a dirty dress, and in that it is already mixed with sweating of his body. So ultimately, what taste it will give? So he has very much assumed not to give. But Krishna was within the heart of everybody. He told, "Old Vipra, don't keep it tight. You definitely had brought something for me. And unless you will give me, I forcefully grabbed it." So Krishna immediately snatched that bundle of chipped rice from that Sudama's hand, and it was just scattered all over the palace, floor of that palace. And Krishna grabbed one handful of that and took it to his mouth. When he was going to accept the second handful of that chipped rice, Rukmini immediately grabbed his hand. "Oh my dear lord, whatever you accepted, thousands and thousands life, I'll become the servant to this gentleman, your friend. And if you will take second morsel of this chip rice, I will not be with you. I will be with him. So please keep up my position." Ultimately, Krishna loosened his hand. In this way, these things are there. So my point is, until and unless we will be very true devotees of the Lord, we can't make further progress of our spiritual life. That's why it is here told that this human form of life, how important it is. It is mentioned, Acharya said, given, Nrudhyam Adyam Sulabhang Sudulabhang Plabhag Chukalpang Guru Karnadharam Mayanukulenan Avashyataritang Puman Bhavabding Nataret Sa Atmaha. That is also instruction of Krishna to Uddhava in that same 11th canto, 20th chapter, text 17. I will not take most time, I will just within this verse itself, I will close it. The human body, which can award all benefit in life, is automatically obtained by the laws of nature. Although it is a very rare achievement, the human body can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat. Having the spiritual master as the captain and the instructions of the personality of Godhead as favorable winds, impelling it on its course. Considering all these advantages, a human being who does not utilize his human life to cross the ocean of material existence must be considered the killer of his own soul. How important instruction Krishna had given to Uddhava in this regard. So we should make proper use of this human form of life, accepting a bona fide spiritual master, who is a true captain on this boat, to make it cross over this material ocean of this existence, nescience, so that our life will be perfect when we make our mind perfectly fixed at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord Krishna. Because Prabhupada told several times, you might have heard, that it is the only human form of life where you have to inquire for a guru. Why? Sa gurum ebhavigachet shrotriyam brahmanishtam. That guru had listened from his guru, and his guru had listened from his guru. In this way, ultimately we reach Krishna, the Jagat Guru. And from Krishna, these instructions coming in disciplic succession. True saints who are accepting it, they are the bona fide representative of Supreme Lord Krishna. And we have to go with proper etiquette, proper humility, humbleness to guide us how we'll reach at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. That's why Krishna told in Gita, Manmana Bhava Madhvakto Majjaji Mang Namaskuru Mame Vaishyasi Satyante Pratijani Priyo Asime. 2 verse 9th chapter and 18th chapter he had told. I should not explain it. All of you are Vaishnavas and high grade devotees. Definitely you can understand easily. No question to explain it. So we have to think Krishna. How to think Krishna? Unless in your mind we keep Krishna, it is not possible. In our mind we kept what? Janma, Aishwarya, Sutasri. Maybe 1%, maybe 90%, maybe 50%. So Krishna is not there. That's why when you are coming to a pure devotee, unless we surrender totally, we can't get any mercy from him. That's why in this end of this text, purport Srila Prabhupada is given, tadvidhi paripatena pariprasnana sevaya upadekhyanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darsina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a bona fide spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Bona fide spiritual master means he is the seer of the truth. Seer of the truth, absolute truth, supreme truth is Supreme Lord Krishna. Means he had seen Krishna. He had Krishna in his heart. He will give you Krishna. He is qualified in that way. So go there, pay your obeisances, surrender unto him and serve him, please him, thereafter inquire. Then only he will impart true or real knowledge to you. That is called science of self-realization. True knowledge will be from spiritual master by the mercy of Supreme Lord Krishna. Because Krishna and the true pure devotee, they are none different. Krishna krupate guru mile, guru krupate Krishna mile. So unless we serve, and to please him we have to serve. Not that to test him we have to ask question. No. True answer will not come. We have to surrender. Surrender means total surrender. Complete surrender. No incomplete surrender. No artificial surrender. No question of any sorts of mixing in that surrender. It should be total. Total surrender. Sampurna saranagati. Hai bejahar, tar prarthana sune, Sri Nanda Kumar. But our surrender is either partial or artificial or not complete. It is something mixed. For which we are not getting true sense knowledge. True sense we are not getting information of Krishna. For which we have to cry before the true bona fide spiritual master. To serve him, to please him. When he will be pleased, then only you have to inquire. And in that way he will give you true Vedic knowledge. True knowledge. What is coming from Krishna to him through disciplic succession. Thereafter he will be satisfied, he will be pleased and Krishna will definitely be pleased. For which our human form of life will be great success. Otherwise, like Indra, even if you have some opulence, if you offend your spiritual master, if you not properly honor him, show him proper Vaishnava etiquette, true etiquette, then within no time, like Indra, will lose everything. All opulence, all good qualities, everything. And to the pie will be proper and nobody is there to help you. Bhumars khalita pada bhumi revasra. On the ground when our leg is slipping, the same ground or land is giving us shelter. So where we had made the mistake, we have to beg apology there. Not going here and there, please I made the mistake with my spiritual master. Who will give, who is my, give me, say, who will save my life, who will be my savior. Are Baba, go to your guru. You made mistake there. When some thorn will enter your feet, does it come through your shoulder? Thorn will come through the help of another thorn from your feet itself. So on the land we are slipping your leg, the same land will give you the shelter. Where we are getting taking shelter, where it made the mistake, go, beg apology, cry and cry and cry, unless he shower your mercy upon you. Then only you will be saved. Otherwise, there is no way to escape from this offense. It is a teaching to all of us and it is also the teaching to Indra. Indra will just make how arrangement to make apology and everything and ultimately how Brihaspati will be pleased. The long topics chapter is beginning. Other topics are there. So I am sorry. I just took your please forgive me. I told you finish before 9 to ask you some questions, but it is already 9 past 10 minutes already there. So it is up to you. If you have some questions, you can ask, or you can meet me personally if it is too late. And because prasadam time is there, I should not say you anything. If there is anything wrong in my words, please excuse me. And many, many thanks Prabhu, to our Prabhu. He's sitting here. He's giving me that chance to Gaurnitai's Abhishek, because I am joining here since last more than 30 years, maybe 34 years in ISKCON. You know, first in my life, I made Abhishek of Gaurnitai in Gaurpurnima. First time I was in Gaurpurnima here. And he is very merciful to give me the class in English here. Although I am not so much, practiced with the English language to speak. My Hindi is also not very broken Hindi. That is also, it is a laughing topic, so I should not say in that way. So whatever my English, it may be understood by somebody or not easily understood. Please excuse me and bless me so that I will be able to speak more on this Krishna Katha onwards. And mercifully, Jagannath had gave his this Jagannath Mahaprasadam is there. I brought to give where it is with me. And ultimately, one of my friend told, when our class will be over, who are there, please distribute this Mahaprasadam, Jagannath Mahaprasadam Puri, from Puri to all of them. So please distribute it to all the devotees, and they should be pleased with getting the mercy of Krishna here as Bhagavad Gata, and mercy of Jagannath from Purushottam Dham as his Prasadam, and this Prabhupada Katha as the nectarian holy name, and his topics as also most opulent offerings to all the souls present here. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ki. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Jai Srisi Gaurnitai Krishna Balaram Radha Sima Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishaka Ki. Jai Samabeta Gauravakta Vrindaki. Jai Anant Koti Vaishnav Vrindaki. Nidai Gaur Prevanande Hari Hari Bol.